Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what new sculpture technique has Claudia Tichman developed? Our guest this week is Claudia Tichman, who's an artist and artisan based in Madrid. She was born in Argentina and relocated to Spain 2 decades ago. Her work spans many artistic areas, including painting, sculpture, and jewelry, and the materials she uses range from precious metals to polyester resins. Her works have been shown in various international museums and galleries, and her jewelry is available at some of the finest shops. On November 8th, at Espacio Ronda in Madrid, Claudia is opening a new sculpture exhibit, Dialogues, together with painter Willa Tirado. She will also participate this year in the annual craft fair held in December in the Plaza de España in Madrid. We spoke with Claudia about her work, her new exhibit, and the upcoming craft fair. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Claudia. Could you tell us first about the different types of work you do? I know that you work with jewelry and painting and sculpture. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
First of all, thank you, Linda. Well, I've been working in jewelry for about 20 years, and I always make my sculptures and teach. I have some pupils, I teach them some jewelry. Painting, well, I work less in painting than in sculpture and jewelry. The most important works for me are jewelry and sculpture, right?
Do you have a preference? Do you prefer one or the other? Or is it just that you think of jewelry as being little sculptures?
Oh, well, what I always thought is that my jewelry are small little sculptures, right.
What materials do you usually work with?
Well, in jewelry, I use silver, bronze, brass, gold-plated silver, resin, cellulose, acetate, wood, etc. A lot of materials, as you see. And in sculpture, I work with polyester resin, iron, bronze, wood, and no more.
Let's talk a little bit about this exhibit that is opening on Saturday, the 8th. Why is it called Dialogues?
Well, the name Dialogue, the title Dialogues, has to do with, because we are two people exhibiting and our works are completely different. My friend Willa is an engraver and a painter, and I am mostly on sculptures. And the themes are different, the materials are different, the ideas are different. That's why we have to dialogue. There's no other way of doing it.
It's better than fighting.
Of course it is.
So can you tell us something about the sculptures in this exhibit?
Well, here I am exhibiting several pieces, bronze casting, soldered iron, also some ceramics, and the latest sculptures I've made that are polyester resin. These are 5 reliefs, and the rest are sculptures. Yes.
Can you tell us about this material, about the polyester resin? I think it's not a very common material, or I'm sure that for a layperson they may not even know what it is. Can you tell us how working with it is different from working with other materials? Mm-hmm. Does it have any special problems or advantages?
Well, what I can tell you about the polyester resin is that a time ago I used to work polyester resin, making a mold of a plaster and then filling it with fibers and resin, 3 or 4 layers. And then the result was not transparent, except that you look at it with a light behind that. But
three or four layers of resin.
Resin and fiber. Both of them has to be used. My reliefs are in polyester are made in this way, with a mold. But now the new sculptures have to do with an old project, Old Shapes of Mind, that I made several years ago, but these pieces were made in different materials, in iron, in bronze, and now they are made in polyester resin, but without mold. That's why they seem to be very aerial, transparent, and are sort as to be as monumental sculpture.
So how do you work with this? Do you work with this the same way as somebody would work, say, with clay, that you have this material and you shape it with your hands? How do you do that if you don't have a mold?
If I don't have a mold? Well, what I do is, if I want a curve, I cut a piece of fiber and cover it with a resin over a curve shape. Mm-hmm. When it's dry, I separate it from the plastic, and then I go joining all these different parts together as to get the shape I had thought before. That's the idea.
Is it common for people to work with this resin nowadays, or is this just something special that you're experimenting with?
Oh, well, the point is the way I used to work the resin that was with molds is very common in the industry of boats. Many of them are made in resin, but I had a teacher that taught me to deal with the polyester resin with molds. This other way I made now, that is of using different pieces of curve or straight and putting them together and get into a shape, is completely new. I haven't seen it before. I'm very happy with this because they give an impressive effect, and I like this of not having seen it before. Yeah.
That's very exciting, no? I'm looking forward to the opening of the exhibit.
I'm happy you came, of course.
I'd also like to speak a little bit about the fair that you're going to participate in the Plaza España, because I think that's a fair that they have in December every year. Can you tell us what you're going to show there?
Well, I haven't participated in this fair for 4 or 5 years, but now I'm back with a lot of new designs, and my old collections, some of them are present there, but now I am working with a mixture of silver and copper, varnished copper, fired and varnished copper mixed with the silver gives a very huge contrast that I love, and the pieces are really interesting and they fit very well, and they give us a lot of shine in the face.
You're talking about jewelry now, right?
Yeah, I'm speaking about jewelry. After this exhibition, I will use all my energy to organize this following exhibition, of course.
Now, when does that open in the Plaza España?
I think, I believe it is on 13th December, and it ends in January the 5th.
So it's in time for Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yes, it's time for Christmas and Hanukkah. And, well, I expect to see many of you there.
Right. Tell us about the classes that you give in jewelry making, because I think that that's also very exciting. Some of our listeners might be interested.
Oh, yes. Well, since 2012, I've been teaching jewelry in my place. That's a very nice activity, and many of my pupils enjoy them a lot and produce a lot of very fashionable and original stuff, yes. The pupils learn at the same time they are producing their own pieces. That's why for them it's very good, because they can make them, and after that they can wear them, and they can give presents with their work.
Do you also use different materials in your classes?
Well, we begin with waxes. We model wax, first of all, and then we take them to the foundry and get the metal pieces of the wax we've made. This is one part. Then we polish and solder and clean our pieces. This is one kind of work, but what we do later is to work on metal directly, without wax. Well, and this is a whole process to learn how to make jewelry. We begin with the soft stuff and then we finish with the hard one. So I think that's how things have to be done. Well, I can invite you to visit my workshop whenever you want.
In your classes, how often are they? Are they like once a week, and how many hours is each class?
Usually it is once a week, 3 hours. But sometimes I make exceptions because I had people that come in from other provinces in Spain, and they came for 1 week and they do the whole month in the week. But in general, it is 3 hours.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, as a matter of fact, my next movement is the exhibition. An exhibition that begins on November the 8th, and I'm very excited because I'm showing many new works, and I would like you all to visit me, and we can talk about this work, and it ends in the 25th of November. The opening, there will be a wine, and well, it will be fun.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll give links to all these different sites of yours and the different information, and if our listeners are interested, they can contact you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
If you would like to see some of Claudia's sculptures and jewelry, or if you would like more information about her exhibits or classes, we're including several links on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.